When I was a kid, I grew up thinking that if you were frum, obviously you said Shalom Aleichem and Eshet Chayil on a Friday night. If you were really frum, then obviously you said Shalom Aleichem, each verse of it three times. And if we ever went out for dinner on Friday night and the people we were going to didn't say Shalom Aleichem, then in my own mind, we clearly haven't gone to frum people because they weren't saying Shalom Aleichem. But of course, as one gets older and more knowledgeable, one realizes that one's childhood impressions are perhaps and prejudices are sometimes wrong, and that whether one says Shalom Aleichem on Friday night or not is clearly not an indicator of how frum you are. In actual fact, as we'll see, there's some discussion bichlal about the legitimacy of saying Shalom Aleichem, and perhaps one could claim that perhaps you're frumer if you don't say it, however one defines the concept of frumer, of course. In any event, Shalom Aleichem as a composition for Friday night dinner table didn't occur till the 17th century. It was introduced by the Kabbalists, but it's based on the well-known Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Yud Tet, Amud Bet, where the Gemara says, Shnei Malach HaSharis, Melavin Lo La'adam Be'er Shabbat, Mi'udeta Knesset Leveitor, that on a Friday night, two heavenly angels accompany a person home from shul to the house. Echad Tov, Echad Ra, one of them is a good angel and one of them is a bad angel. And when the person gets home, if they find that the Shabbat candles are lit and the table is set and the furniture's looking neat, then the good angel says, Yehi Ratzon Shetele Shabbat Acheret Kach, that he prays that next for Shabbat it's going to be exactly the same. Malach Ra will now main Baal Korcho, and the bad angel has to respond Amen to that. But if they come home and they find that the place is a mess and nobody's really interested in Shabbat, then the bad angel is allowed to say, Yehi Ratzon Shetele Shabbat Acheret Kach, that he hopes that it'll be like this again next week. Malach tov on amein ba'al korcho, and the good angel has to respond amen to it. So this is clearly the basis of the notion of singing Shalom Aleichem and welcoming the angels into one's house on a Friday night. I repeatedly thought about this during the lockdown, that maybe there were no angels coming into the house, because the Gemara says that it's when a person returns from shul to the house on Friday night that the angels come with. So if you haven't been to shul, maybe the angels aren't there. A person who doesn't go to shul on Friday night, maybe they're not able to sing Shalom Aleichem, I don't know. But they certainly haven't brought the angels home from shul with them. In any event, as I said, this is a Kabbalistic institution, and not everybody was happy with it for a number of reasons. One is that we've got the phrase in it, Baruchuni l'shalom Malachei HaSharet, that we're asking the Malachei HaSharet to bless us. We're not supposed to ask anybody other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be blessing us. So some of the authorities didn't like that line, and either said that the whole of Shalom Aleichem shouldn't be said because of it, or at least that line should be missed out. Others are unhappy with the final stanza, Seitchem l'shalom, Malachei HaShalom. You're saying goodbye to the Malachei HaShalom. Why are you dismissing them in that way? Rav Yaakov Emden says in his commentary to the Siddur, presumably it would be much better if the Malachim stayed. You don't want to tell them to go away. So some people suggest that one should change the girsa there a little bit. Instead of saying Seitchem l'shalom, to say but Seitchem l'shalom. When you leave, then you should go in peace. We're not asking you to go, but when you inevitably have to go, then you should go in peace. I saw in the name of the Avnei Nezer that he says, no, you can still say Seitchem l'shalom, because what, who are we saying goodbye to? He says it's like the angels in Yaakov's dream, that Malachei Elohim olim v'yoredim bo. Rashi says, why were they going up first and then coming down? Because it was the angels of of Eretz Israel which were returning to heaven. They were being replaced by the angels of Chutz La'aretz. So here also the Avnei Nezer says that we're saying Teitchem l'shalom to the angels of the week, and we're welcoming the angels of Shabbat. Svardim, or some Svardim at least, have a further stance as well. B'shivtachem l'shalom, when you return in peace. Shivtachem shalom malach al shalom. But that's not said by the Ashkenazim. So in any event, there are some people who are unhappy with this this piyut bichlal. Rabbi Yaakov Emden also raises the point, and this also appears in the Sidur Avodat Yisrael, Be'ez Sidur, that the nusach of Shalom Aleichem Malach HaShalom Malach HaMechei Elyon Mi Melech Malchei Malachim is not good. Not good to say Mi Melech Malchei Malachim. Now, the usual translation is that the angels are coming Mi Melech Malchei Malachim. They're coming from the King of Kings. But one could misread it to mean that they are Malachei Elyon Mi Melech Malchei Malachim. They are Malach Elyon, they are great angels, more so than the Melech Malchei Malachim. Of course, that would be apikorset. So some people, and this is actually my minhag, is that just to sing the word Melech, Melech Malchei Malachim, rather than Mi Melech. But as I say, there are different traditions about that. In some Sidurim, Shalom Aleichem is either preceded or followed by a Ribon HaOlamim, a very nice tefillah, techina, saying, one says on a Friday night, asking for all sorts of good things for oneself and one's family, spirituality and gashmius as well. The well-known verse of Zakeini comes from this. It's a very, very lovely tefillah. But again, some eyebrows were raised about the appropriateness of saying this on Friday night. It's a techina. It's a lengthy supplication. And we tend not to say techinot on Shabbat. Shabbat's not a time to make supplications to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So some people have either abbreviated it or bichlal taken it out of the Siddur. And I guess many people bichlal don't say it. The third pre-meal recitation, if you like, is Eshet Chayil, which is, of course, Psukim from the end of Mishle. It's always understood to be an ode to the Jewish housewife on Friday night after all the work she's done to prepare for Shabbat. Perhaps in the modern day and age, there should be something said for the husbands who help as well, presuming that the modern husband does. But in actual fact, if one looks at its origins, why it was originally included, it certainly wasn't included for those reasons. What Shlomo HaMelech had in mind, there are lots of commentaries on that. But the Kabbalists had in mind that it's a reference to Shabbat, Shabbat being the mate of Am Yisrael, the bride for Am Yisrael. And it's regarded as Am Yisrael and marrying Shabbat, and that's why we say Eshet Chayil. So it's a little bit unromantic, and perhaps one shouldn't necessarily point that out as one sits down to dinner on Friday night, that one's not saying this in honour of the women in the household. But certainly it was instituted to represent Shabbat. Ad Kan.